Welcome to the official Equine Affair podcast. This podcast is your inside look at everything to do with Equine Affair, from special events to exclusive interviews with top equine professionals and a whole lot more. I am your host, Allison Renborg, and today we're going to be talking about the Adoption Affair. The Adoption Affair is held at both the Ohio and Massachusetts events and showcases adoptable horses from a variety of rescue organizations, including the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries, Live and Let Live Farm Incorporated, and many more. Visitors to Equine Affair can visit these horses on site during the event and apply to adopt on the spot. It's an extra special part of this event, and we are excited for the next Adoption Affair to take place at Equine Affair in Ohio in 2021. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Equine Affair podcast. My special guest today is Valerie Taylor, the Executive Director of the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries, and we're going to talk about the Adoption Affair. Hi, Valerie.
Hello, Allison, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on and talking about this really cool event with us.
Indeed. We're so glad to be a part of the 2019 Equine Affair, the Adoption Affair event, and so really glad to share all that we experienced and all that we learned as well.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really great episode because the Adoption Affair is sort of a newer event for Equine Affair. I think 2019 was its first full year.
Yeah, I believe so as well. So we were really fortunate to be a part of that and so grateful to the organizers of Equine Affair to really, you know, have the innovation and think of such a unique feature to have at the event, because of course we just think it's wonderful from the perspective of getting these rescued horses into new homes.
Definitely. So let's kind of dive in and talk about it. Let's talk about the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries and what the mission is of that organization. Can you share a little bit with us?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be glad to. So the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries, we were actually founded back in 2007, and it was really to fulfill a need to differentiate and support outstanding organizations within the animal welfare industry. So we are the only internationally recognized accreditation program for sanctuary rescue and transition center organizations. Of course, our mission is to continuously improve the quality of care for animals requiring sanctuary. And we do that through our primary work of our accreditation program. And so a lot of people will liken our work sort of to a good housekeeping seal of approval for rescue or sanctuary organizations. Mm-hmm. And within that, of course, we have, you know, rescue and sanctuary organizations that come to us seeking the accreditation. We send those organizations through a series of steps, including a real extensive review of their organizational documents. We also do an in-person site visit at all of these facilities. And then we check back with them. We go back for an accreditation renewal every 3 years to really ensure there's quality care and good business practices still in place, as well as, you know, we're trying to encourage capacity building and organizational sustainability, so these guys, these organizations are around for a long time. Of course, in addition to all that, we also provide a great deal of mentoring, support, resources, and member benefits to these organizations, as well as a platform where rescue organizations can engage in some peer-to-peer networking and resourcing. You know, we always like to say we really live by our tagline of helping sanctuaries help animals.
I love that. I love that tagline too, because I think we've all seen, you know, what happens sometimes when organizations might get in over their heads and, you know, they have their hearts in the right place. They want to help animals, but sometimes it's really hard to do that.
Absolutely. You know, and when you look at it kind of across the U.S., we have found there are hundreds of facilities that might describe themselves as like a sanctuary or a rescue for equines. Mm-hmm. But as you can imagine, the quality of animal care and the sort of sustainability of that organization really varies widely among them. Mm-hmm. It's in most states anyway, it's a bit of a poorly regulated industry. Mm-hmm. In which those facilities that keep animals in not so good conditions can almost identify themselves as comparable to those that are operating in the highest quality. So there is a real need and demand to differentiate the best sanctuaries and rescues through some type of accreditation program to not only ensure that, you know, quality, humane, and responsible animal care is occurring, but it also really assists the public, donors, foundations to determine where support and funds and volunteer hours would be best invested.
Yeah, I love that because it's a way to identify sanctuaries and rescues that are doing their utmost, that are well-resourced, that that volunteers can, you know, take joy and pleasure in volunteering to serve at.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Do you have obviously global is in the name. So like how many sanctuaries have been accredited in the United States and around the world through Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries?
So we change every day. We're growing every day. But I believe as of today, we have 193 accredited rescue sanctuary and transition center facilities around the world. We are located primarily in the United States. The bulk of our work is there. However, we do have accredited centers in 18 countries around the world.
Oh, that's wonderful. Truly global.
Truly.
So as the executive director, what's the most meaningful part of your work? What means the most to you about getting to work with such an amazing service-oriented organization?
So I think, for our work in general, I think really looking at it with the thought that each animal matters. So much of what we look at is that all of these animals are receiving just the best individualized care that they possibly can. And so for us being able to support that, to recognize that, to find and provide resources for that work, because the work of caring for these individual animals is so, so hard, so laborious, so intensive, that all of these centers are, it's really a privilege for us to be able to support those, to be able to help those centers in that hard day-to-day work that they do.
Well, and I think anyone who's ever cared for one animal, let alone five animals, yes, understands, you know, the work. It doesn't really get easier. It just sort of increases exponentially. It's like, yeah, so you're feeding one horse, then you're feeding two and three and four, and it actually, it adds up. It's a lot of work.
Oh, and the improvement that our rescue and sanctuary organizations and the enhancement that they give to these animals' lives is just incredible. So they just really should be lauded for that. So excited to be a part of that.
Yeah, it's special work. I mean, it's hard work, but it's really special and it means something. And
indeed,
each animal really does matter. And I know all our horse lovers in our audience, that's what our audience is made of. We all agree that every animal matters and that they
Absolutely.
All deserve, yeah, they all deserve good quality of life. So let's talk about GFAS and Equine Affairs. So how did you all come to participate with us?
So the 2019 event in Massachusetts was actually the first Equine Affair I had attended. So either as a patron or a participant. And I was able to attend that along with my colleague, Dr. Daryl Tropy, who's our GFAS program director for equine facilities.
Awesome.
So, and of course I've been, you know, to numerous equine industry events before, but really, wow, just was so impressed with what an event the Equine Affair was. Of course, there was, you know, so many great clinics to watch, breeders, trainers, owners to network with. There was a ton of foot traffic from attendees. It was just a really busy 4 days. It was really great. The Adoption Affair, as you said, a new feature at Equine Affair that we were so excited to get to participate in. And for those maybe that haven't seen that event, maybe you didn't make that event last year, but it was really cool. It was located, of course, within Equine Affairs, the horse and farm exhibits back in the stall barn area. And what we did with GFAS, we gathered several local accredited equine rescues and sanctuaries. And these were groups who all had healthy, trained, adoptable horses of a variety of breeds. So we had, I think, thoroughbreds down to little tiny ponies who attended. All of these horses had, of course, come from various backgrounds and different levels of training, all different ages and colors and all that wonderful stuff. But the cool thing was, because they were there at Equine Affair, attendees could then meet and interact with the horses in person, and they could actually like apply to adopt those horses right on the spot.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most exciting parts about Adoption Affair is, you know, I think we've all tried to adopt a dog, for example, and we'll go meet the dog and then we'll be all excited and then we'll say, yeah, we want to adopt. And then the dog has been adopted by someone else. so I think we've all experienced that. So that's what I love about Adoption Affair is you can meet the horse. I assume you could meet the horse multiple times over the 4 days and then decide this is the one I want to adopt and then get to apply right there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and at GFAS, we really, you know, this whole area of equine adoptions, we really feel like it has a ton of growth opportunities. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to see like that number of adoptions increase substantially. And I think it can. And so like promoting and marketing the adoption of these equines, whether that's into private homes, folks that have riding programs or therapy facilities, is a really great way, a really vital way for not only GFAS, but also our accredited rescue and sanctuary facilities to have a greater impact on so many more animals cared for over time. Because as equines are adopted, that makes more room for new intakes to come in. So it really increases that capacity for care. So what a great opportunity to get that in front of folks to sort of normalize the process of adoption, make it seem not so daunting, maybe not so scary, and find some wonderful homes for these animals.
Definitely. And I love what you said about normalizing it, because I think when we as horse people think, oh, I'm going to get a new horse, we think about buying, you know, we go out and we shop and we buy. And in some circumstances, maybe that's what you need to do. But there are so many great horses, healthy, trained, adoptable out there that could be fabulous mounts for their next owner just waiting to be adopted. And we just don't always think about that as an option.
Oh, indeed, indeed. And, you know, I think the word maybe even rescue doesn't quite describe a lot of these, because so many of the horses with these organizations, you know, are there just no fault of their own. Their horses in transition, whether they're, you know, retiring off the racetrack to another career, or they're retiring out of sport and maybe need a leisure or a trail rider or something like that. So I think these are wonderful, wonderful animals that certainly have a lot to share, a lot to give, and a lot of career opportunities left that just need to be hooked up with their next appropriate owner, next appropriate adopter, and away they go. We're really, you know, proud to say that by the end of the 2019 Equine Affair event, all the adoptable horses that attended actually had found new homes or had adoptions pending and went home shortly after. So,
oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. about how many horses was GFAS responsible for bringing to the event in Massachusetts? Do you remember?
So I believe we had four different rescue or sanctuary organizations that attended. And we filled up a whole stall role. We weren't quite sure, you know, because it was a first year event of what it might be like or what public response might be like, but it was just fantastic. And we're already, of course, dreaming of next year's events where we can, maybe we can fill up two or three or keep going. So I think, you know, lots of potential there, and I hope we have many more adoptable horses for next year's event.
Me too. I know, of course, we've had to postpone both 2020 Equine Affairs. So I know we're all really excited about 2021 and getting to get back together to celebrate horses and to celebrate adoptable horses at the next Adoption Affair.
That's right. That's right. So it just gave us a little more time to dream up bigger and better here.
Yes. I love it. Yes. So do you have a favorite success story of one of the horses that got adopted last year? Were you able to follow up with any of them and see who they ended up with?
You know, I especially love one of our organizations, our accredited organizations that attended was Akendale Thoroughbred Rescue, who is a local rescue just over the New York state line. But when they first started as an organization, they actually used to be, their model for their organization was primarily sanctuary only. So which meant they didn't really engage in adoptions. When the horses came in, they stayed at the facility itself, which was wonderful. They received a wonderful care and all of that, but they didn't go on to find a permanent home. And I think over time, as the organization, as Akendale Thoroughbred Rescue, has seen the opportunities, has you know, really thought about how they could increase their capacity for care, I think that the area of adoptions was kind of like the low-hanging fruit. That was like, you know, where could we go that could really improve things? And there it was. And I think those horses, the four horses that that rescue organization brought, were some of the first horses to be adopted at the Adoption Affair event last year. So wonderful. What a wonderful story that, you know, they put this plan they had into action, and it was so successful. So they had this just this feeling of just total elation from this, and they can take that and go forward and know that, you know, what they're doing is successful, is positive, and they will be able to help so many more animals than perhaps they would have in the past.
Well, and thoroughbreds, I mean, all horses can benefit from second careers, but I think we hear the most often about thoroughbreds going on to really successful secondary careers with people. So how exciting that that thoroughbred rescue got to see at least four of those horses go on to really great new lives.
Oh, indeed. And the attendees that come to Equine Affair are just great, such great horse people. And so you just know that out of everybody that's viewing them, they're just going to get a wonderful home.
Yeah. So we've got just a couple minutes left. So I wanted to ask you if there's one thing that you wish people knew about GFAS or the importance of rescuing animals, particularly horses, what would that be?
Well, I think, you know, that was kind of one of the other really cool things about being at Equine Affair. We actually, GFAS, along with the rescue and sanctuary groups attending, we were also able to have some informational tables in the stall barn area. So attendees that came were able to ask questions. They could inquire about maybe other adoptable horses that the rescue or sanctuary groups may have had available back at their facilities. They could even learn about becoming a volunteer or a supporter. I know at our table we had for GFAS, we had quite a few people that stopped by that were maybe interested in starting a rescue or a sanctuary organization themselves and wanted to get some information on that and how they could go about doing that. So I love that, because I think, you know, it's so great that these rescue and sanctuary organizations are such an asset to our communities, not only in helping the horses, but also in helping people. They're really there to be a resource. So I think events like this is wonderful, because the public and the equestrian community can get out and really embrace our rescue and sanctuary organizations and see where they can help and see what they can do, but also how these horses can partner with them and how they can help them in their riding goals and their riding careers as well. So just win-win all around, just by connecting everybody.
Definitely. Win-win-win for everybody. So Valerie, we're all out of time, but I just so appreciate you taking the time to visit with us and for GFAS to be a part of the Adoption Affair. Thanks for joining us for the official Equine Affair podcast. I'm your host, Allison Renborg. Equine Affair gratefully acknowledges its sponsors, Absorbine, U.S. Equestrian, Rods, Farnham, Cosequin, Neutrina, Cashman's, Horizon Structures, and GGT Footing. We hope you'll join us for Equine Affair in Ohio on April 8th through the 11th, 2021, at the Ohio Expo Center in Columbus, Ohio. We're also excited to be back at the Eastern States Exposition in West Springfield, Massachusetts on November 11 through 14, 2021. You can buy tickets, see the full event schedules, and all the latest news at equineaffair.com. And finally, catch up on all our past podcast episodes online by visiting wdlrradio.com/equine-affair.